Let's bring in the coolest guy on planet Earth, the one and only, the fabulous, the amazingly talented. Is he there?
Yes.
Almost.
All right. Okay. The handsome.
He's just talking.
The brilliant. He can rap. He can sing. He can do everything. He is the man. Yeah. The one and only. Here he is. Big Will Smith!
Hey!
How are you?
What's up, man?
Will Smith!
Good morning.
Hold on. I've been out there listening, and I got something on my chest.
Okay?
I've been traveling around the world.
Sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay? Reaping the serious spoils. You know, I've been out trying to promote.
Yes, sir.
With my promotional toils.
I understand.
Okay? I got the passion for box office smashing. My blood boils. Ooh. Now I'm with the best of the best of the best. It's Chris Moyles.
Yeah!
You know what I'm saying?
You've won the competition.
Yeah, they said nothing rhymes with Moyles.
That's a triple word score.
It is. It's very good. We've been writing those rhymes for a long time, and you do get to a point. But you must have been the same. You must have been there days going, Big Will...
I've done everything.
Windows.
And then when you worked with Drew Hill, you must have gone, Yes,
Drew Hill.
Yes, Big Will.
Big Will, Drew Hill. What's up, man?
Everything is good.
You're looking particularly handsome this morning. What you been doing?
Thank you. I've been working out.
Yeah, you know, you feel like, you know, been doing push-ups and like you got a nice little.
I'm doing everything.
You're doing everything.
I look handsome, right?
Yeah, you look good. You look good. I'm surprised pleasantly.
Thank you. I'm like a pasty version of yourself. You know, I've got the looks. I've got the cheekbones. It's great. I'm down to two chins now.
Really?
I'm very pleased with that.
Big achievement.
How are you?
What's up, man? I'm just excited. I'm happy. Things are going well. But
you do seem excited. I saw you. Since you arrived, you haven't sat down. You've been moving around. You can't keep still.
Hey, wait. You got a camera? I didn't.
Yeah, we've been spying on you.
You've been watching me. That's illegal, man.
No, it's not.
No,
like,
that's, you can't have a camera in the room and I don't
not
know.
Not a pervert.
Already you've made the day of our three finalists who you met backstage.
Oh, yeah,
there.
Yeah, they were cool.
Natalie,
Jack, and Luke.
Yep.
That's right.
Sounds like a soap opera team.
Natalie,
Jack, and Luke.
Listen, I went to see Men in Black 3 yesterday.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Is that like the first of my movies you've seen?
No.
Yes, I've never seen anything you've done before. I was even amazed there were two Men in Blacks beforehand. I'd never even heard of this.
That's a strange name to just call it.
I literally thought you did Fresh Prince and then went quiet for such a long time.
And then made a movie.
Oh, man.
I love the movie.
Thank you, man.
I love
it. Thank you. We were very... reticent about, you know, going to a part three because it looks like sometimes you're just trying to make a sequel for the sake of making a sequel, you know. But
you were right to do it.
Really?
Everybody was right to do it.
Thank you, man. Josh Brolin's ridiculous.
Yes.
Here's the thing with Josh Brolin's performance that's insane. If he gave that performance, like if Agent K were a real live person,
right,
and Josh Brolin gave that performance of Agent K, he'd get nominated for an Academy Award.
Oh, sure.
You know, it's like, that's how fantastic.
He's brilliant in there.
You just forget. You actually think you're watching a young Tommy Lee Jones.
Well, I thought, so to just kind of tell people what it's about, so without giving too much away.
Yeah, because don't ruin the movie, man.
I'm not going to ruin it.
I'm just saying, if you tell the end, then
I'm not
going to
tell the
everything.
End. You I'm going to tell the premise.
Okay, you just looked like you were going to tell the end.
Look at me.
All right.
I have an honest, trustworthy face.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we had to sign a form saying we weren't
going
to
tell
the end.
Saying you weren't going to tell the end. Hey, man, that's a camera. I just noticed that.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You got to tell me when I'm not perfect.
I'm sorry. No, you are. Yep.
How's that? Is it good? See?
Looking.
Oh, there we go. Hey, there we go. So I can look. Where does this go to, though?
Online. To the website, and then people log on and look and go, I love Will Smith. He's so handsome.
That's great.
Look at him. He's so beautiful.
That's great. That's
and then
great.
They go, and
that's
Chris
a good
today.
Camera, Dan. That's good.
Yeah, and then there's one there.
There's one there. Whoa!
That's another one in front of it. There it is.
Yes, this place is wired.
We are bugged.
Yeah, you got to tell people, man. That's like the Big Brother thing.
I thought, did you not know? I apologize.
Nah, because I know you were watching me.
I'll switch it off if you don't.
No. It's cool.
Or I'll just put it on me.
I don't...
Yeah, why don't you just film you and not Will for the whole thing?
Hi, how are you? I mean, let me just show the guns.
Hey, put those guns away. Someone's going to get hurt.
You know it.
You need a license for them.
So in the movie, basically, Will Smith's character has to go back and assist Tommy Lee Jones's character. But they go back in time, so it's a younger Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes.
It's not Tommy Lee Jones.
Right. It's Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin. Now, when it happens, and the first time he speaks, I'm thinking, well, they've got Tommy Lee voice.
Absolutely.
Tommy Lee Jones' voice.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And they've synced it up perfectly. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, and after a while, you do go, can they kind of do that for the whole movie?
It's great casting, though, isn't it?
Yeah, Josh.
He's so convincing as that character.
And he worked with Tommy Lee Jones on a couple of movies. Most recently, they did the No Country.
Right, of course.
No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, great.
So he's worked with Tommy quite a few times. I don't know if they come from towns near one another in Texas.
So and a million miles away dialect.
Yeah. So he just knew it, and he had it, and it's genius, dude.
But again, without giving anything away, when it switches between one and the other, it does. It just feels seamless.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel like a sort of gear change, does it?
Right. No, we were a little bit terrified because, you know, Tommy Lee Jones is, as Agent K, is pretty iconic.
Yeah,
you know, that black suit and those black glasses around the world is arguably Tommy's most iconic role.
Yeah.
And, you know, so to have another actor come in and try to match that that chemistry and to match that, was pretty scary.
Yeah,
you know?
Pretty tough.
The first day on the set, no one had heard Josh do it or anything, and he comes in and we do that first scene together, and he got a standing ovation on the set.
Yeah.
What would you have done if they'd have gone, and action, and he goes, how y'all doing? And you go, oh my God.
Tragedy.
That doesn't sound anything
tragedy,
like him.
Tragedy. No, well, see, fortunately with movies, then what you do is then you would have had to do what
right,
you say.
Yeah,
you just have Tommy just loop the whole thing.
Well, I love it. It's Steven Spielberg, executive producer, and Barry Sonnenfeld, and
director.
And even Danny Elfman does the music as well. Emma Thompson is in it.
Absolutely.
I saw my friend yesterday, Martin, my friend Imaginary Martin, and he goes, I said, I saw Men in Black 3 today, and he goes, dun, 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 dun. We're a bit geeky like that. But it is that music at the beginning.
I feel really good about this movie. You know, and at the end, anytime you can get to the last 3 minutes of a movie and still have a surprise for the audience, I think a lot of people are going to be shocked that we reveal that at the end of this movie. Here's what's deep.
I never saw anything coming.
You never saw it coming.
Never saw anything coming.
And see, it's like a sequel, but then when we get to the end, it's almost like it becomes a prequel, right? You like that? You know what I'm saying? I just say deep stuff, like
you
sometimes. You know, just I got some deep thing. I got some more deep stuff. If you want to hear some more deep stuff,
I'd love. Here's a question for you: are you on the Twitter?
Am I on the Twitter? No.
Right.
Anytime it's because a Will Smith tweet, it's not me.
There is a you on Twitter.
Yes.
That now is obviously a fake you.
Yes.
Which is very philosophical.
Yes. And the person we keep trying to, you know, stop him because, you know, I don't want people to be thinking.
But you know what? In a weird way, it's kind of like the nicest fake
you
could ever have.
No, he's clearly a fan. It's just, you know, he can't. It just has to be careful saying that it's me.
But I appreciate
it. I've seen a lot of people retweet. Again, I thought it must have been you because, as you say, it's got all these proverbs and stuff and all these sort of messages for life.
Well, I wasn't sure. That's why I asked because I always thought, geez, you must just sit at home all day thinking and then writing.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? One man's garbage is another man's gold.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why would you? And then your wife must be like, take the garbage out. We've got to.
That's somebody's gold, baby. That's somebody's gold you having me throw away.
Well, maybe he should just change his name to, you know, the official fake Will Smith.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So at least he's then saying that he is a fake. But.
Yeah, but you know, it's good stuff. He's clearly a fan, but we've been trying to get it to.
And you don't fancy going on the Twitter yourself? That's not something that appears.
You know, well,
to you.
I have I'm on Facebook, so the one on Facebook is actually me.
So that is you.
Yeah, that's me. Why are you scratching yourself over there, buddy?
Why are you scratching yourself, man?
I'm not. I'm rearranging my pants.
Oh,
or jeans.
It looks like scratching from here.
This is a compliment for any guest. If the pants are rearranged,
yeah, it's a compliment. Okay, because it's throwing me off, man.
Well, my pants are loose. My pants haven't been loose since I was 8 years old. Yeah. Let me have my moment, okay? I've not had this before. I now, if I bend over, have to pull my shirt down to cover my ass crack. Yeah. I've never, ever had to do that.
This is virgin territory. This is something which is not.
It's great. You feel good though, right?
I feel great.
Yeah, that's fantastic, man.
It's just the most amazing. It's costing me a fortune in clothes. How about sex, man?
I think did it kick in a little bit the next level, like when you feel like
sex. What's that?
Oof. Tragedy, awkward.
Oh no, I'm not married.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, but all one right. day.
Yeah, awkward, you know, awkward moment. That's awkward.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, sorry. I'm bringing the brothers down.
Anyway, tell us more about the film.
The film, by the way, everyone go and see it. It's out on May 25th. It's Men in Black 3, and it's great. And even if you haven't seen 1 and 2, and shame on you, by the way.
Yeah, because you should, maybe you should see 1 and 2.
Yes, sir.
The night before, and then go see 3.
That's yes.
Nice. Right? That's so nice. It's like, it's fresh for you.
Fresh.
Yes.
There's some really nice, and the other thing to look out for is when they get to work, mm-hmm. the agents get to work. Now, if you've not seen 1 and 2, again, mm-hmm. shame on you, but you should know if you have. They monitor aliens
yes.
all around Earth.
Yes.
So they have screens showing aliens.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's very, very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
But as they walk through the office, if you look behind, you know, Will and Tommy Lee Jones, you will see who they're monitoring at the moment. And these people are meant to be aliens.
Yes.
You may recognize some faces.
Yes, yes.
Very clever.
Yes. That Barry Sonnenfeld, his sense of humor actually... The tone of Men in Black is 100% Barry Sonnenfeld.
Right.
Right. So he has that really twisted, strange sense of humor. And he has, I guess we can give a little bit of those away.
Like sure.
Lady Gaga. Yeah.
Right, so
the Men in Black are monitoring Lady Gaga. We're monitoring Justin Bieber.
I saw that.
And also, who else? There was a couple
of people. I saw David Beckham.
David Beckham.
The soccer player for LA Galaxy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think David Beckham.
What?
He's a good friend of mine. Well, but I'm trying to remember. I don't remember. Did we put him in as well?
Do you know what? We thought we saw him, but it's so quick.
It's so quick. Yeah, you're like, check that.
You know, like the Bieber thing is very quick. Yeah.
See, Bieber could be an alien.
Yeah. No.
Possibly.
Well, Will would.
I'm not fully convinced.
Yeah. I can't. I can neither confirm nor deny that. You know. Actually, that reminds me. I was at the White House. With my family and we were getting a tour and you know beautiful. Barack and Michelle and Sasha and Malia
nice.
And it's me and Jada and the kids and we're walking through the White House and the night before Jaden had said to me Dad I got to ask the president about the aliens you know if we I was oh, like cool. dude no yeah, it's not no, cool no
it is cool.
It's not cool it's embarrassing
you have to take that opportunity
yeah.
he knows
no you don't
yeah, yeah
you
because do. He's your son so all you do is go oh I'm sorry
I was but like Jaden question do not ask the president so we get into the situation room and Jaden gets the look in his eyes and he leans over he says Dad what's my punishment and I was like Jaden do not so he looks and you know Barack is talking about the situation room and Jaden says excuse me Mr. President and I was like hey Barack man hey listen Jaden and Barack said don't tell me and in perfect form like this is why he's the president he stopped and looked at Jaden and said the aliens right and I was like oh shoot and he said okay I can neither confirm nor deny the existence of extraterrestrials, but I can tell you if there had been a top secret meeting and if there would have had to have been a discussion about it, it would have taken place in this room.
Oh!
And Jaden was like,
that's big.
He's like, I told you, Dad, I told you it's aliens. I'm like, dude.
See, now he's going to watch Men in Black 3 and think it's a fly on the wall documentary about his dad.
And is he still grounded then from that incident?
Yeah, no. He's got about 8 or 9 more months.
Okay.
You know, embarrassing in front of the president.
Like, but you should look into this. You got to find out.
Come on, man.
Do you want to find out?
Listen, here's
Will,
the deal.
Aliens.
I know. I have the top secret information. I just can't share it. You don't think I've made all of these movies and not been briefed by the White House?
It makes sense now.
Of course. I know. I just can't tell you.
Will Smith's an alien. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
Oh, man. My son, every conspiracy theory, anything you throw at him, he loves it, believes it. And
how old is Jaden now?
13.
Wow, really?
He's 13, yeah. So he is.
You're not going to hold him down. He's going to ask what he wants.
I know.
And your family well? All
everybody
good?
Everybody is fantastic, man. We are having a wonderful time. It's a beautiful time for us. We got movies and music, and Jaden and I are actually working together on a movie, and Willow's about to do Annie, and so you know, so we got.
Oh, is that what she's doing?
Yep.
Wow.
You know, good stuff.
Well,
man.
It's not like theater.
No, she's doing the film version.
Yep. Oh wow!
No, good times in the Smith family.
Good times in the Smith family.
So are you away from your family now while you're doing promotion for the movie?
No, they just left the other day. They were to Cannes. Jada has Madagascar coming out, so they're promoting in Cannes, and Jaden Willow. Meeting back up in New York in 2 days. Man, we're running around. We're running around getting it done, man.
You really are.
You know what I'm saying?
When was the last time you all went on holiday together?
On holiday. When's the last time we went? Every day is a holiday for us. You could consider every day is a holiday.
Oh, please.
My guy should tweet that.
It really is you. You are your fake yourself.
Oh, man. Now, we usually take 8 weeks over Christmas. That's our big holiday time. Yeah. Hollywood shuts down over Christmas.
I'd love to go to Will Smith's house. Do you have,
for Christmas?
Do you have well,
I bet Christmas is brilliant.
I think
in
that's
your
too
house.
Personal to invade your family at home at Christmas.
It'll be great. It'll be great.
I have time off.
You can come. Do you ski?
I've never skied.
You never skied. You should start skiing.
Yeah, but I used to be like 250 pounds, and I don't think people that big should ski.
Yeah, you'd have looked like a Yeti.
Yeah. Because if I roll, that's
it. I think it's actually not called skiing after like 220 pounds.
Yes. It's called falling.
It's called an avalanche.
Because that's it. If you go over and you start rolling, that's it.
Yeah, it's tragedy.
That poor little town at the end.
Exactly. Move those chalets.
like a fat tornado of snow. I would. Do you ever have a barbecue round at your house? Invite people around?
Yeah, usually the 4th of July is our barbecue time.
I want to come.
You want to come?
I'd love that.
No, I'll invite you. It'll be fun.
I know you won't invite me.
No, I'm going. See?
You can trust me.
Though. No. The last time, remember when you smelled me that day? You remember that?
I'm still wearing you.
Yeah. But the cologne. And I told you I would send you some.
And you did.
And you said the same thing. No, you're not. You're not going to actually send it. And then what happened?
You sent me some.
And you got the basket, and it was all of that.
And I still wear it.
You do?
Yeah, it's my signature scent, as I believe it's called.
You set him off on a new path.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that, man. So, like, I get some credit for...
Yes, you do.
See?
Although, it does sound a bit weird when people go, oh, you smell nice. What are you wearing? And I go, Vera Wang. That's nice. Why did you end up wearing that? And you go, well... I hugged Will Smith and sniffed him, and he smelled very nice, and I asked him what he was wearing, and he said, I'm wearing the Wang, and I said, the Wang? And he said, the Wang. I said, I've never heard of it. He goes, you never heard of it? I'll send you some the next day. He sent me some.
Absolutely.
And people go...
Yeah, it's a little awkward. But it's like that whole thing, like, when you smell a man that has nice cologne, it's really a difficult thing to ask.
Sure.
Like, you know, say,
you're saying I like the smell of you.
Yeah, which is...
Is not your normal opening gambit between men.
Right, you know. But I commend you for being secure enough in your manhood.
Listen, I'm very comfortable with my manhood.
Yeah,
I'm not comfortable with my manhood, that's tiny, but with being a man, I'm cool with
that. Yeah.
I think it's more awkward when you have to explain that you got the Wang from Big Willie.
Well, that's true. Big Will gave me the Wang.
Mm.
Oh,
let me talk about a couple of other things that are floating around at the moment. There's talk of iRobot 2.
Right. There's talk of all kinds of sequels.
Right.
And most of the talk is not true. Yes.
Will's just taking his jacket off.
I know.
I think... Well, you know, I'm not gay.
Can we have some more air conditioning?
No, it's just, it was a little warm. Yeah. It was, you know.
Look at those guns like covered that, up. Like look that. At that.
You know? It's like Incredible Hulk. I could bust a shirt. I'm choosing not to bust a shirt.
You know what? Sometimes when I'm on the treadmill running and I'm really going for it, I'm thinking, at the fastest I can run on the treadmill, I'm thinking, I still don't look anything like that bit in I Am Legend where you're running on the treadmill.
Mm, yeah, those were my good days.
I don't look like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I look like this.
I don't look like that.
Sweat going on, my nipples start to bleed, the blood flows from the sweat. You ever had that?
Yeah, no, never had
bleeding
that.
Never had
the bleeding nipple from running on the treadmill.
Yes, sir. I get it a lot.
Really?
Yes, sir.
You should do something different.
I do. I now Vaseline up before I run.
And you need a different bra.
What a great interview this is. You know, I don't need a sports bra anymore. Look at me. Mm. I'm virtually now down to a B cup. So I'm very pleased with that. Okay, so you're saying, so there's nothing iRobot 2.
You know, if people love Men in Black 3,
yes, sir.
I would consider doing a Men in Black 4, and I'd potentially consider Bad Boys 3. There's
there's
kind of a groundswell. But for the most part, I have like lots of new ideas that I want to do. I'm not going to sequel myself out.
Like such as what new ideas?
Or, huh?
What new things? What just generically new?
Nah, I just can't. I can't say all that stuff yet. At the barbecue, when you come to the barbecue, I'll
July
let you
4th.
In. On July the 4th.
Will it be July the 4th itself or over the weekend?
It's over the weekend. It's probably the second or something like that.
Are you
going
to have to block off the whole weekend then?
Well, what day is July the 4th? LA, I've got to get a flight. It's a long way to go. I mean, I'm not being ungrateful.
But it might not be. I might be in Philly. I might be in Philly. Because, you know.
Don't be silly. Jiggy with it.
Sorry. Yeah. No.
Well, if you. Yeah. That's on Wednesday, July the 4th. So.
So it'll
Why don't
probably
you go for the week.
Yeah.
The
weekend after?
Yeah, it'll probably be the weekend after.
Okay, well, I've got the gym on Friday, but I could move that to
Thursday for Saturday.
And then get a flight Friday.
Friday. And there.
So if you have it. Yeah, I could make that.
Yeah, you can make the Saturday barbecue.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Do you need me to bring anything?
No, I'm going to have my people. Get in touch with your people.
That's great.
And they can do that people thing.
That's
and then we'll hook it up.
I'll just take your number now. Tell me what it is.
It'll probably
put it
be.
In.
No. It'll probably be better.
001.
Well, no. I don't even remember my number.
Cool. Because you don't call yourself.
I don't be calling myself. What I look like calling myself.
What a
dummy. You know, can I speak to Will Smith? What I look like.
Well, you'd be engaged. You'd get the busy time.
Yeah, it'd be ridiculous.
He's on the phone.
You should push for Philadelphia because that would be like meeting halfway. It'd be more convenient.
Oh, that would be so much easier.
Yeah. So much easier.
Because that's like 6 hours.
Yeah, quick pop. He's like, broop, pop, and you're just there.
Yeah.
And you'll meet Jazzy Jeff. Have you ever met Jazzy Jeff?
We've seen him.
I met him
at the Hard Rock Cafe in London for some reason.
I think I met him here.
Really?
Yeah. I think he was in doing something. Do you know what? Something tells. Now, I might be making this up if my brother introduced me to him, but I don't know.
All right.
I don't know if he did some work.
Yeah, I can tell that you don't really remember.
Well, no, because...
No, and the question kind of threw you off. I caught you off guard with the question. I can see.
Do you want to go there? Do you really want to go there?
I really don't, clearly.
Because okay, I will take you there. I will
apparently,
sit you down,
do
and I will show you the
there.
View.
I clearly don't want to go
And I will lead
there.
You by the hand and put you in a cab.
Right. It's clearly...
And I don't even know what that means.
I don't. I'm just going with you, and I'm trying to stay out of the line of fire.
The first time I ever met you properly was at some after party at Planet Hollywood in London.
That's what I'm thinking of. Jeff was DJing.
Was on the decks.
Yeah. So
he was DJing.
Maybe you met him then.
I wouldn't have met him then, but I did meet you.
Okay.
And a magician.
And a magician.
Yeah.
Our first meeting, was I polite? Did it?
You were very polite. Very
right,
courteous.
Cool. That's important to me.
Yeah. Very, very drunk.
Embarrassingly so.
All over the place, grabbing the mic, singing Simply Red karaoke songs. And, you know what you were like in the old days. before you kind of got
before I settled down, got married.
Like.
And,
that's right, before
situated.
She knocked it out of you. Simply Red, boom. Listen, I could talk to you all day.
But
that wouldn't.
That's not going to work with your schedule, is it?
Yeah, that's not. Yeah.
For you, what do you mean for you? That wouldn't.
No, just schedule wise, I couldn't talk to you all day.
Right.
I'm really enjoying it, but I couldn't. Like all day is aggressive, as a concept.
I wouldn't say aggressive.
But I appreciate you.
Yeah.
And congratulations, man. You look great. And I'm glad you enjoyed the movie. Did you tear up at the end a little bit?
Do you know what? I was more like, I don't get.
Oh.
Which means.
Or, yeah, so you had that thing.
I call it the hot bath moment.
The hot bath moment.
You know when you get into a bath,
right?
It's just a little bit too hot.
And yes, yes. And then you put your midsection in, and that's the best part.
Well, yeah. I'd like to take my time on that one.
Midsection takes a while. But the thing is, that it's very difficult to cry in 3D glasses.
It does distort your visual enjoyment of the spectacle. Wow.
You know what you should do?
What should I do?
You should get a van with blacked out windows.
Yes.
And you should sit in the back outside a movie theater near where you live. Okay.
Yes.
And then when people come out of the cinema, movie theater, you'll be able to see which people have been see your film because they will have two little red marks on their nose.
Yes, yes.
From seeing the 3D movie.
Yesterday,
after the screening, everybody comes out and goes, I really like that. You've got a mark there. You've got a mark there. Yeah. It was like we were part of some kind of weird trial.
See, the 3D is really great on this movie. It's almost like Men in Black is supposed to be in 3D. Like, some movies aren't necessarily supposed to be.
But it's subtle, though, as well. It's not too much. You know, sometimes everything is like...
Coming at you, right.
This is just nice and subtle.
There is a little bit at the beginning of Avatar where it does kind of seem a little bit like... pass me that script.
Yo, Jesus.
It's all a little bit...
Oh, Jesus.
Where is it? It's
Good God, stop. Don't do that. Yeah.
And you kind of go, all right.
Seriously, doing too much. Calm down.
We've got it. Pulling drawers out, almost whacking the camera guy's eyeballs out.
But no, that's part of what's great about this one. It's very subtle, and he uses it more from the screen and back for depth and for height, more than using it to throw things at the audience.
No, you're good. Look at you.
You like that? That was the technical description of it. It was like it's not. You'll never hear it better than that. Like, that describes it thoroughly.
It did it for us. You're on it like a car bonnet.
Don't know about that. But
oh, yeah, it's good.
It's good? All right.
A hood.
A hood.
You would call it the car hood.
A bonnet. We don't say bonnet.
No, bonnet's what you wear on your head, like Little Red Riding Hood.
All good, like
bonnet.
A car hood.
Wow. You're a machine.
Let me just throw this one into the ring as well, very quickly. I know you got to go. I Am Legend 2.
I Am Legend 2, probably not, but producers are working on it, and I'm not actively working on it at the moment.
Oh, really? No. I don't know why you wouldn't be involved.
Yeah. No, I mean, if it's great, I'm into it, you know? It's just, I don't want to be the sequel guy.
No.
You know? I figure I got about 6 or 7 more years.
But you know what? Why would... what happens with films with sequels and prequels Men in Black 3, great, that's out now. And if it's a huge hit, which fingers crossed it will be, because it's a good film, then you kind of go, like you said, if the right script comes up and everyone's up for doing it, you do another one.
Why not?
Then I just think then at that point, you don't have to call it Men in Black 4. You could just call it Men in Black, you know, the
journey
danger
to
of
space.
The piranhas.
Men in Black, the search for Chris Moyles.
Well, whatever. When I'm here, hi. Yeah. I wouldn't last long. Let's go to London.
There he is.
Maybe it's just you and
Kate
on the plane.
It's just a short. The 7-minute version.
Hi, bing. Can I get an apple juice?
You'll be back at Heathrow before you know it.
I know.
But it's in 3D. Trolley coming down the aisle looks really scary. So you've got this all day now. All you got to do is do interviews.
Going around and
it'll be so dull for you after this.
No.
After this, though, it will be.
Oh, you mean down? Oh, God, yes. Yeah. I mean, come on, man. Darn. It's like you start the day here. Where else? Come on. Yeah. Come on.
You start at the top. That's it.
It's just down.
Nowhere to go but down.
Other side of the mountain, baby.
Everything else is a disappointment.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you're here for what? A couple of days, and then
here for a couple of days. Then we go Moscow, and we just came from. You're right over there. You're right, buddy.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, that was pretty. It's pretty. You don't have in the States. We have like a cough button where you can just hit.
But then my mic is still on.
So but you should drink some water.
I've got a bit of a cold. I'm coming out.
No.
It's not. I'm not contagious.
But you can hear the phlegm. Like when you can hear the phlegm.
Yeah, I know. I don't.
No, I'm just saying. I'm here for you.
It's like what you give, you take away. So you say I look good, but then you go, I've got too much phlegm. You're never satisfied, Will Smith.
No. It's just, I want
you're like the father that I'm constantly trying to impress and get love and acceptance from. It's everything. For the rest of my life, I'd be in therapy going, all I want to do is get acceptance from Will Smith.
You know, I want him to love me, and he just talks about my phlegm.
He calls me phlegm boy. I've written books. I've been in TV shows. I'm writing scripts. And he just goes, what's up, Flemmy? Like,
I have no idea what I was saying before.
No,
that.
I don't. So, do you know what you're doing tonight?
What am I doing tonight? Yes, we have a premiere.
Tonight? Yes.
Whoa!
Tonight. Yes, the premiere. The British premiere. We started in Seoul. We went to Tokyo. We went to, where else have we been? Madrid and Berlin and now London and then Moscow and New York.
Well, fingers crossed the rain will stop. The weather here is crazy at the moment.
Well, I'm in charge of that. Like, I have a command over that kind of stuff.
You can. So that hailstorm yesterday was you.
Well, that was because I wasn't here.
You know. Get all the biblical stuff out the way and then you arrive and the sun comes out.
The frogs the day I leave.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's not. Well, come from the sky?
Yeah, that's what happens. That's what happens.
Cats and dogs and frogs.
Yeah. That could be the name of the Men in Black.
Men in Black 4.
Cats and dogs and frogs.
Okay. You
the search for Chris Moyles. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, there he is.
I'm here. Anyway, yeah. So you watch the whole film. It's the two of them sitting on the plane trying to find me. And then when we land, it turns out that I was sitting in coach while they were sitting in upper class. And they go, oh, there he is. You know, book him, Dano. And then we all go home. Men in Black 3 is out on the 25th of May. Go and see it. It is a great film. It's really good. And lovely to see you.
Good to see you as always, man.
My love to your family.
All right, baby.
And I will see you
for
the barbecue July the 4th weekend.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Do you want me to bring anything, fireworks or anything?
No, I'm good. We just come.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be brilliant.
Bring you.
Should I bring my karaoke gear? I'll sing.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know what?
Like, just the two of us.
Oh, you're singing on your own.
Well, yeah.
You could do both parts.
Or I'll just do my bit, and you can, you can not join it.
You're the man, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Mr. Will Smith. Nice to see you, Will Smith, everyone. All right, we'll do the news with Dominic and Tina, and then we'll play a couple of songs. Don't forget, everyone go and see the film.
Listen, watch, share.
This